This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 3, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA startled everyone last year when it levied a record $10.2 million fine on Southwest Airlines for maintenance shortcomings. Southwest startled some of us when it announced it would ignore the payment deadline. Well, the haggling is now over, and Southwest will pay a total of $7.5 million in three installments between now and January 2011. The FAA announced the settlement, which it says requires the carrier to reach 13 specific milestones within the next year. If the company fails to meet its benchmarks, an additional $7.5 million fine is called for. The settlement follows last year's charges that Southwest flew 46 airplanes on more than 59,000 flights without performing mandatory inspections for fuselage fatigue cracking. As troubled insurance giant AIG continues to report staggering losses met with government bailout infusions, whatever happened to the idea of selling off International Lease Finance Corporation, the profitable airliner leasing subsidiary? It was supposed to be in the works. ILFC founder and chairman Stephen Udvar-Hazy was reported by the Wall Street Journal to be putting together a group to buy back the company last September. Well, two things happened. First, nobody wants to finance a deal like that right now. And second, declining airline fortunes have made ILFC less profitable. Dow Jones reports the company is carrying $31.2 billion in lease-related debt, but is worth only about $7.5 billion. On Monday, AIG reported a record fourth-quarter loss of $61.7 billion and told the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that its ILFC subsidiary probably will be in the red for the year. The Feds quickly issued $30 billion in new bailout money, and AIG Chief Restructuring Officer Paula Reynolds told investors on a conference call, the U.S. government has pledged to offer some form of backstop financing to bidders who want to buy ILFC. Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn has broken the long silence which followed his expulsion from the company last July. In an exclusive interview with ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell, Rayburn expressed a surprising observation.
Eclipse actually probably has a better shot at a future life right now than it's had in the last 3 or 4 months. There's been at least two groups announced. One group of people wants to put the airplane back into production.
You can hear all Vern Rayburn's comments starting today in the Aero News special feature. The crash of an experimental weight shift aircraft at Torrance, California last week critically injured the pilot and killed his passenger. According to a report from friends, 64-year-old instructor and former ANN contributor John Thornburg and 33-year-old passenger Ryan Morrison were preparing Thornburg's trike for flight last Thursday when the aircraft's engine unexpectedly revved up, causing the craft to become airborne before its flight controls were released from a secured parked configuration. The trike reportedly climbed steeply to an altitude of about 100 feet, then spiraled into the ground. Morrison later succumbed to his injuries at County Harbor UCLA Medical Center. Thornburg reportedly suffered a cracked pelvis and broken leg. His condition is no longer considered critical. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Former Helios Airways execs face a lawsuit in Greece. Early theories on the Turkish Airlines crash are in conflict. And Boeing says to Finmeccanica, the C-27J is all yours. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first installment of a multi-part exclusive interview with ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell, Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn comments on the status of the company and some overlooked achievements of the team which developed the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.